On Fridays, the business report focuses on your money, and today we're going to ask if that money can make you happy or buy you happiness. Joining us to ruminate on this topic is Jonathan Clements. He writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's a regular guest here. And Jonathan, how happy is your paycheck making you?
It's making me moderately happy, Steve. I'm most happy when I think about my paycheck and I compare it to the paychecks of, say, my sister, which is smaller.
Okay, so money can make you happy in that way. But let me just ask, our gross domestic product, the amount of money that we as a country make, has tripled over the last 50 years. Are we three times happier?
Absolutely not. I mean, all the research shows that our level of happiness in America, and this is also true across the world, is discouragingly stable. Despite our rising standard of living, we seem to be no happier than we were 30 or 50 years ago. And this, of course, is a huge shock to economists. I mean, economists say, you know, the more money you have, you should be happier. And yet, it just isn't the case.
Well, wait a minute. We've got more consumer goods. We've got more computers. We've got more television sets. We've got bigger cars. A lot of people have vastly bigger houses than they had 10 or 15 years ago. Why isn't that factoring into more happiness?
Well, just think about it. I mean, supposing you go out and you get that big house in the suburbs that you've always lusted after with the, you know, the big yard for the kids and so on. And you think about it and say, wow, that's going to be great. And then you move out there and, you know, initially you are pretty happy. But then, first of all, you know, you start to get used to all that extra space and it just doesn't seem that special anymore. And then you start to realize that instead of being 20 minutes from the office, you're now an hour from the office and you're spending an hour commuting every day. And that, as all the research shows, is a big source of unhappiness. And suddenly you really just adapt to this situation and you're no happier than you were before. In fact, you may be somewhat less happy.
Are there scientific studies about whether money is necessary for happiness or whether it helps your happiness?
Well, the research seems to suggest that once you get up to a sort of subsistence level, you know, going up to that subsistence level can really boost your happiness. I mean, if you're in dire poverty, getting a few extra $1,000 can really make a big difference. But once you get to subsistence level, throwing a lot more money at a person is not going to raise their happiness. But there's what's called a focusing illusion here. When you ask the super rich, are you happy? They think about their place in society and they say, wow, yeah, you know, I have a pretty special place in society. Yeah, I'm happy. But if you survey the moment to moment throughout the day, what you discover is that they're no happier than other people. In fact, because of the stresses involved in their lives, they might actually be less happy.
Jonathan, what got you thinking about this topic?
Because I'm, you know, 44 years old, and one of the things you discover from the happiness research is that happiness through life is U-shaped, and we tend to hit rock bottom somewhere in our early 40s.
And you're feeling like you're slipping out of that 25 to 44 demographic and thinking about things.
Yeah, well, what you discover is that, you know, happiness tends to subside through your 20s and 30s. And one of the things that goes on is that people start to realize that their youthful ambitions are not going to be fulfilled. And in addition, as you get older, particularly once you get into your 40s, you know, you've got more responsibilities, you've got the mortgage, you know, you're putting the kids through college, and you really feel like you don't have a whole lot of control over your life. And one of the things that we know is the people who don't feel like they have a lot of control over their lives don't tend to be that happy.
Control. That's the key.
There you go.
Jonathan Clements, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
He writes for the Wall Street Journal.